Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Talbros Automotive Components Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Talbros Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Very warm welcome to our Q1 FY25 earnings call. On the call, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Director and our Group CFO, as well as SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors firm. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. Let me begin with the industry and the economy overview. During the last quarter, auto OEMs reported a volume growth of 10% year-on-year, with broad-based growth in almost all the segments. Two-wheeler segment outperformed with a 20% YOY growth, followed by passenger vehicles with a 6% YOY growth, and tractors grew 4% during the quarter one. Demand for commercial vehicles was sluggish during the last quarter, with slowdown in demand in both medium and heavy commercial vehicles, and light commercial vehicles also. There are some high levels of inventory today with the dealers. Demand for CVs is likely to pick up pace post quarter two of this year, with an uptick of infra projects post the monsoon. Replacement demand and mandatory scrapping of older government vehicles expected to support volume in FY25. Coming to the company's performance. During the last year, we received orders over 1,000 crores during last quarter in April 2024. We received new multi-year orders worth 1,000 crores from a leading European OEM through our joint venture, Marelli Talbros Chassis Systems Private Limited. Few of these orders are now getting commercialized now during the quarter. During the quarter, we have increased our focus on export sales. As well, there have been some external issues faced with exports. However, we've increased export sales to almost 27% of our total turnover. That's probably the highest ever. Our gasket division, as you know, is doing a lot of work in the area of the heat shield division. We have a strong order book in the heat shield division from clients like Maruti, Hyundai, and Kia, as well as for the export market. We are at the inflection point for our joint ventures. Our JV with Marelli is expanding its focus on exports and EVs, as well as entering a very large light commercial vehicle manufacturer in Europe. Our other JV, Maruti Rubber, is also doing well, and we're looking to add some more product lines in the anti-vibration space. During the quarter, we have focused on cost optimization as well as a good product mix of domestic and export, which has led to an improved EBITDA of 16.5%, an increase of 150 basis points. We aspire to maintain these margins for the full year as well, although there is a slight slowdown in commercial vehicles, but we are hopeful that with other segments, we should manage. Capitalizing on the consistent order inflows from leading OEMs, we anticipate a strong upward trajectory in our business and profitability. Also, our order inflow will help us increase our share with existing customers and new customers across geographies. We are consciously working on increasing our exports from current levels of about 27% to upwards of 30% in the next 3 years. To make the most of our growing opportunities in both domestic and global markets, we should maintain our diversified and hedged position as a provider of auto components in various product lines and various segments. To conclude, we are pleased with our strong financial results and are optimistic about the future of the automotive industry. We remain committed to innovation, operational excellence, and delivering value to our customers. Now I request Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Group CFO, to update you on the financial performance.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. Total revenue for Q1 FY25 stood at 209 crores as against 185 crores in Q1 of FY24, registering a growth of 13% on YOY basis. EBITDA for Q1 of FY25 stood at 35 crores as against 28 crores, a growth of 24% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin for Q1 FY25 stood at 16.5% as compared to 15% in the same period of last year. PAT for Q1 FY25 stood at 20.6 crores as against 17.4 crores in Q1 of FY24, a growth of 18% on YOY basis. Now coming to the division-wide performance. In the gasket division, for Q1 FY25, our gasket sale was 132.7 crores as against 121.8 crores in Q1 of FY24, a growth of 9%. This segment saw EBITDA of 21.2% in Q1 of FY25 versus 16.6 crores in FY24, a growth of 28% on a YOA basis. Now coming to our coating division, revenue in Q1 FY25 grew by 21% to 76.5 crores as against 63.5 crores in Q1 FY24 with a growth of 21%. EBITDA in Q1 of FY25 grew by 19% to 13.4 crores as against 11.3 crores in Q1 of FY24. Now coming to our JVs, first I will talk about Magnetic with Talbot Chassis System Private Limited. Revenue for Q1 of FY25 stood at 69 crores versus 56.8 crores in Q1 of FY24, registering growth of 21% on a YOY basis. EBITDA stood at rupees 9.9 crores as against 7 crores in Q1 of FY24, a growth of 42% on a YOY basis. Now, for Talbot Margo Private Limited, revenue stood at 31.3 crores in Q1 of FY25 versus 30 crores in Q1 of FY24, registering a growth of 4% on YOY basis. EBITDA stood at rupees 2.8 crores and remained flattish as compared to Q1 of FY24. Here, I want to add that there was some price increase pending with our major customer for last 8 to 9 months. That price increase has been received by the company in the last week, which was not accounted in this, which led to this period also, which was not accounted in the results, which you will see in the second quarter. As we look into the future, we are optimistic about the sustained growth prospects in the automotive industry. We as a company have taken significant steps to capitalize on this opportunity with significant investments have been made in new technology, capacity expansion, product portfolio, diversification, customer base expansion, and entering new markets. We are well positioned to achieve our targets, and we believe that our margins are sustainable in the long term. This is all from our side, and now I would like to open the floor to question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Our first question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Aryan Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you can highlight on the employee expenses side that has increased significantly in this quarter. And also on the EV side, what are future expectation as we have targeting a certain increase in the revenue mix. So if you can highlight on the new product that we started supplying and also our future expectation from the EV side.
Yeah, first I will talk about the salary increase. As you are aware, at the end of every financial year, increase is being due to the employees. We have given 10% salary increase, and in this quarter, one-time expense of incentive, performance incentive, which is about 70 to 80 lakhs, has also been debited. So this is one time. It will, in the subsequent quarter, it will not be there. So that is the reason for salary increase. It happens every first quarter of every year if they achieve the target. Now, second, about the EV, we are quite buoyant about the EV, and we have received these very, very decent orders from EV segment. In fact, if you see, in the last year, my EV contribution was 3% of our total revenue. In this quarter, we have achieved 3.3%. Going forward, we are committed to achieve a target of 12% of our total revenue, and orders are in hand. Some are going to come in next 3 months. But some EV launches are being delayed by 3 to 6 months. So the effect you will see over a period of time, you will definitely see the effect. It will grow, definitely grow. Orders are there. In fact, we are closing some very big new orders also on that. But I think we will give you news sometime in October on that.
Okay, thank you, sir. So if you can highlight, if it is possible, if we haven't signed the NDA, so like from which OEM we are getting the order on the EV side?
The European car
and some Indian car manufacturer also, but I can't disclose the name because we have signed the NDAs with them.
It's for only EV vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, in European, there is a low penetration on the EV side. But still we are getting good demand on that side?
So these are new product launches they are doing. They are converting their ICE engines into EV vehicles. And the company has a tie-up with the Indian OE also. They are setting up also a new plant here. So it's for that. This is a new vehicle they are launching. And I think it will be a very, very major OEM.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. I will come in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kuber Chauhan from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. For questions from my side, what is the CV segment as a percentage of our revenue? How much it contributes?
About 23%.
23%. And how much was the reduction in this quarter? As you said that the demand was sluggish.
There was no reduction, but the growth was not that because we supplied some new parts also. There was no reduction, I think. So let me go through the detail also on a total front also. Just a minute. Just a minute, let's go to a pie chart. Yeah,
there's no reduction actually. There's a slight increase only in our contribution by CVs. Actually, what came down was the tractor segment.
No, tractor was okay. Yeah.
It came down from last year.
Last year, a little bit.
Tractor now pick up this year. So there's no reduction. We have lost no.
But the growth we are expecting was not there.
Was not there.
But that is the only thing.
Okay. And I have also seen that there is a slight reduction in gross margin as well. It was 56%, right now it is 53%. Was it due to some commodity prices increase or what is, what
is,
what was the
cost? Commodity prices. It's a contribution. It can be product mix also sometimes. Sometimes we have launched the price increase and not been received in this quarter and we come in subsequent quarter. So it can be because of that. Don't worry. It will. It's hardly marginally here.
You see the EBITDA is up at 24% over last quarter of last year.
Oh, yeah.
Highest EBITDA for the company.
The first quarter.
Gross margin could be just a timing issue of like these they do price increase given the customer and all that. Nothing else.
Okay. When you're speaking about 1,000 crore order, so have you got any incremental order this quarter or is that has been stayed over 1,000 crore only?
Yeah, we have received some small orders, but we announced when the amount is substantial. We group it together. When the amount becomes substantial, we announce it. Definitely. We are getting orders.
Okay. Okay. What is your execution rate of such orders? If you can just, or in terms of value, if you can.
The full order book is about 2,000 crores.
Yeah.
Which we should.
Okay.
These are over 5 to 7 years. So let's say, you know, 165 crores, 150 crores, then go to 190, then 220, like that.
25, can we suppose, say last year, 10% was commercialized. This year, again, 40% will commercialize. Next year, balance is commercialized. Step by step, it goes on. Sometimes product has been.
What is it?
Started, but the vehicle launch has been delayed by 3 months, 6 months, so we can't commercialize.
Okay. And what is the target for this year execution? As you said, 40% to be commercialized on. What is the, I'm not asking about a specific number, but just in a range, if you can specify.
No, it started.
Started already.
It started. See, there were different divisions. There were many plants. So it is very difficult to bifurcate. And Mota Mati, you know, you divide it by five, 7 years, or 15 crore per annum, aa jayega.
Aa jayega. Aaram se.
You mean 150 crore per year, right? Of order book could be executed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it from my side and thank you, team. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions.
Right.
Our next question is from the line of Yash from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. So my first question is, what is the status with the M&M as of now? As in last quarter, you had mentioned, you are developing some heat shield for them.
Who? Mahindra?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, already, I think the plant has started, the soft launch has been started for the plant. And we have set up a new plant for that in Chakan area, Pune. Plant has started the production first, but I think one, the small batches are started. I think the major impetus will come from the September onward. You can see the major commercial will take place. Already orders will receive. We are getting new orders. It is under dies are being made. Development is going on. Going on, not going. It's going on.
Understood. Okay. And so my second question is, in last concall, you had mentioned something about, you are developing motors for batteries. So could you throw some more light on it?
Not motors or batteries. We are working on product. We make bushes for electric motors, bushes for forging business. That's about, what, 15-20 crores per annum approximately?
Yeah, yeah. It goes to BMW, I'm
telling you. We're working on some new components for the batteries, but that will have better clarification after quarter two.
Okay. Got it. And sir, my last question is, what's the update on the Pune facility that was about to commence in July, August?
Yeah, yeah. I just mentioned the Pune plant facility has been, machine has started, installation has started. We have started some production also, but I think all the machine will be by September. But I was in the first phase, what we planned was, will be machine will be installed, which has a, which I think the good volume will start coming up to 3 crore per month. Volume will come from October onward from that plant. And it will go up to 5 crore in the last quarter.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Akash Jhaveri from Time and Tide Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're audible.
Good afternoon and congratulations on the numbers. My first question is, so Marugo Talbros, which saw a growth of about 21% in revenues and 42% in EBITDA, could you elaborate on, you know, what were the utilization levels like? Was there some operating leverage at play? And is this growth something that we can target going forward as well?
You're talking about Marugo?
Marugo.
Okay. Marugo is basically primarily, I think 75 to 80% is the supplier to Maruti, okay, for anti-vibration and the hoses. And I think this year they will grow, our growth will be around 15% because the Maruti projections are based, we are basically on Maruti only. And the bit, of course, there is a EBITDA improvement which you can see going forward. I just mentioned in the brief call that there was a price increase pending. Now we have received that also. So in the at the end of 6 months, you can see a substantial EBITDA improvement. And going forward, it should be double-digit EBITDA for us. And we are adding some new products, the effect of which we, you can see in next year, not this year.
Okay. And at the same time, Maruco rubber was more or less flat. So could you explain what happened there?
So it is flat.
Maruti. And they have a shutdown in June for a week, and we supply to Maruti big time from this company.
Around 80% goes directly and indirectly to Maruti.
Okay. Another question was, is the 16% EBITDA margin like the new normal for us? And is it fair to assume that, you know, we would possibly have heightened freight costs because of the Red Sea issue? So once that normalizes, we could see some improvement in margins?
So I think we should talk about around 16.5%. In some quarter, it can be 16.7. Some quarter, it can be 16.25, depending on the product mix. Because situation is very fluid. Sometimes the prices go up and the customer will take 6 months, 9 months to give us. Sometimes if it is not much, they can avoid that also. So we keep on fighting with them on that front. So I think for 1 year, I think we should look at 16.5% around the world.
Sure. And just one last clarification. Our PAT growth was slower than our EBITDA growth. Is it right to understand that that other than higher depreciation due to CAPEX, some portion of this is also because of the discontinuation of NLK?
No, NLK, because standalone NLK doesn't come into picture. The profits are joint venture, are share of JV profit only. Okay. It's not reflecting turnover or anything else. Number one. And no, it's not like that.
Okay, fine.
Because under the NDS, the top line is only for the standalone business. The JV's only share of profit from JV comes. That's all.
Sure. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Raj Mehta from Wisdom Advisors. Please go ahead. Hello, Raj, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. So, sir, my question was on the products front. So, what are the new products the company is specifically venturing into, as mentioned in the presentation for gaskets and forgings?
Then, what is your query?
Your what new product?
Yeah.
So, in gaskets, we're working on, you know, a large gasket for heavy duty applications. We're working on some plastic components
for
EV, plastic gasket for EV. We're working on some transmission gaskets for electric vehicles.
New heat sheet for Tata Motors, Mahindras.
And in forging, we're working on very heavy components now for excavators and the construction in the off-highway equipment.
Got it, sir. And on the technology front, is the company focusing on any technology advancements in order to stay ahead of the industry standards?
Yeah, we are.
We've got two joint venture partners. One is Bareilly and one is Marugo. And we have a technical partner called Sanma for heat shield. So that's an ongoing basis. And also we're working on some focus towards EV application as well. So yes, that's always ongoing.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Payal Shah from Million Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I just have one question. Can you provide details of the order book under each segment and what is the expected timeline to complete these orders?
That'd be very difficult.
At present, I can send it to you through Devan, our IR advisor, but at present it's not ready with me, readily available me.
These orders are across segments, across product lines, across divisions, so very difficult to decipher it on the call, but we can have SGA send it to you.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Yug Modi from AP Capital. Please go ahead. Hello, Yug, sir. Line from Yug Modi has been disconnected. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Rao from ZK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm audible?
Afternoon. Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, so I have a couple of questions. So the first is, what kind of EBITDA margins are we currently making in our export business? And do we see this improving with the global situation is improving?
So EBITDA margins are generally, if a 2% more than the domestic business. So it depends on the customer to customer. Sometimes it is 16%, sometimes 18%, in some cases 19% also. It depends on customer to customer. Okay? It's not fixed.
Okay.
Number two, our customers are there. Their offtake is already there. We are not in, basically we are in more in agri, offloader, construction equipment. Export is, majority of export is there in that segment, which is doing okay. We are not facing any major downfall going forward, no. Plus, we are developing new parts. Okay. We are not, in a lot of parts are new. 25% of the parts are new parts. So, we don't see any issue in that.
Okay. And my second question is, what is the sales for heat shields during the last quarter? And what are the growth drivers for the gasket demand for the improve over time?
Yeah, if we see, we have got this division, we anticipate a growth of 15% plus in this financial year. Out of which, I think the gasket this year will be around 50 crore plus. 50 to 60 crore will be gasket. Balance will be gasket.
Okay.
So we're getting good traction in both sides.
Okay. Thank you from my side. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Atul Daga from Daga Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. I just have one question. Like, what are our capacity utilizations in all of our segments?
Yeah. Now, coming to that, just a moment. Yeah.
No worries.
Our gasket and heat shield division, we are around 88%. Okay. In forging, we are around 85%. and from Marelli, we are around 72%. In TMR, my Margo, there are two individuals. In anti-vibration, it's 85%, and hose is around 90%.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Uttam from Mocha Network Capital Limited.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my question was on the opening remarks, you mentioned that the CV growth was very subdued. So was it an industry minimum thing over all the clients, or is it because of...
Sorry, sir, you are not audible. Voice is not clear. Voice not clear. Sorry for that.
Am I audible now?
Better.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the growth from CV was very subdued. So was it across the across our all clients in CV, like was an industry phenomenon, or is it was particular to some of the clients?
It's an industry phenomenon.
Sir, it's an industry phenomenon. It's an industry phenomenon.
Every slow, Tata slow, Cummins is slow, Volvo slow, Leyland, but it'll pick up after quarter two.
Don't worry. We are adding new products. We are not going to suffer much on that account.
And also, one of the participants you mentioned, our dependence for MTCS and TMR is highly on Maruti. So, are you looking to further diversify because it is very high percentage?
This dependence on Maruti is only digital division, Telur Margo, number one. That company, Margo is a Japanese company. And they supply to Suzuki there. It is import substitution. We brought it here. So don't worry, we are adding, we have other customers also, but they are not, but the scale is not very high. Of course, it will, we are having a target to bring down the share of Maruti over a couple of years. Don't worry. But Maruti will do well. I'm hopeful because Maruti is setting up a new plant in Kakura, Kanoda, near Sonipat. They are putting a plant in I think Sanad also. So Maruti is not going to grow, I think.
Okay. And just last question. As you mentioned, in the last call, you mentioned about some issues with the performance of the Marugo because we were shifting. So are those issues sorted now?
No, yeah, 90% issue have resolved. There are some manpower issues still. Manpower is a little high. It should have been lower. We are working on that. I think within one quarter, that issue will also resolve. Other issues are resolved.
Okay. So, this subdued performance is because of both the reasons of Maruti and the shift, right?
The subdued performance is also one of the reasons. Maruti shut down. Okay. Number three, the price increase pending with Maruti has not been received. It belongs to that period. It's a decent sum.
Okay. And great performance.
You can see a reflection of that in this quarter, don't worry.
Okay. And also we can see great performance from MTCS and highly improved margin, like I think 200 basis point improvement in the margin. So are these stable margins for MTCS going forward, or it wasn't some of one-off?
No, it's not one-off. This is not one-off.
Okay. Thanks. That's so much.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Aryan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So I just wanted to ask on the commodity prices side, what are you and how we are doing on that side?
So commodity prices, I think, is more or less not very volatile, number one. But exchange is volatile. Of course, we are importing also. And especially in gasket division, a lot of, and in Margo, think we import a lot of stuff. But there, you know that how dollars and yen, dollar, yen and euro is moving. Of course, that pressure is on us. And of course, we recover from the all customers, but it will take some time. So to that extent, till then, we need to bear that. Otherwise, generally, prices are not very much volatile. It's okay.
And sir, yeah, just one clarification on the Margo side. How much EBITDA we are doing and what are expectation going forward?
Sir, this our expectation is by next 3 years, it should be around 13% to 14% EBITDA. See the EBITDA at the end of year. Don't see for this quarter, please. I request you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
It will improve. You will see the improved EBITDA in the coming quarters. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Yug Modi from AP Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Sir, how are we looking to utilize the 80 crores received through our sale of Nippon? And also, are we looking at any cases in the coming quarters?
We can't hear you, but we can't hear you clearly.
Hello, yes, am I audible now?
Better.
Yes, sir. So, how are we looking to utilize the 80 crores received through the sale of stake sale of Nippon?
Okay,
are we looking at
this 80 crores, out of which we paid capital gain tax and the balance left was 65 crores. That 65 crores is we have put in the FDs, which is carrying an average interest of 8%. Okay. And this money will be used, number one, if we come out with a big project we are talking about, money would take out some money out of that. If we come out, we are looking for some TEA, JV, etc. That work is parallel going on. If that matures, the money will be utilized there. For normal operations, we are want to use the money we are generating from the system.
Okay, sir. So lastly, sir, are we looking at any major capex in the coming few quarters?
It depends on the orders we are. We are working some orders where we require some decent capex, not major, not 100 crore capex. Maybe 20, 30 crore capex in one time. Well, yeah, but we are working on that. Let's mature. Let the things mature and we'll come to you on that.
Okay, sir. So that's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now end the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you so much, everybody, for joining the call. We've had a good quarter. We also anticipate our future quarters to be good. And our margins to be also sustaining around 16% and plus. And yeah, thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Talbros Automotive Contest, that's this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.